Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 12 o'clock. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Britt Johnson in for Maria Chaleos today. KSL's top story this hour is developing news. Three skiers and a dog are missing in Little Cottonwood Canyon after an avalanche. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is at the mouth of the canyon with what we know. Amy?
An active search underway. I just watched a search and rescue helicopter take off here at the mouth of the canyon, and there are firefighters, there are police. There is a very large active scene of first responders here on scene, along with media, and we know that three people are missing. Police have confirmed that, and the Utah Avalanche Center also on scene here saying that this Lone Peak area is difficult terrain, so whoever these skiers are, he expects they would be experienced and would know what they're doing in this backcountry. But that last storm we had was a lot of heavy, wet snow that really made for bad conditions for avalanches. So we'll continue to stay on scene here for any update on this very active search, again, for these three missing skiers, and bring that latest to you here on KSL News Radio. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Amy. We'll be keeping you as up to date as we can as the day goes on. Former Utah Congressman Chris Cannon has passed away. Cannon's brother Joe has confirmed his passing to the Deseret News. A Wikipedia entry says he died yesterday but gives no details. Cannon represented Utah's 3rd congressional district from 1997 to 2009. He was 73 years old. Guns are being stolen out of cars now, more than ever.
The number of guns being stolen from cars in the U.S. is triple what it was a decade ago. Back then, only a quarter of stolen guns were from cars, and now it's half. That data is reflected here in Salt Lake City. The thefts spiked during the pandemic, and now they are 60% higher than they were pre-pandemic. Salt Lake City District Attorney Sim Gill says these guns are not taken for recreation or hunting.
They end up in the hands of drug dealers. They end up in the hands of gang members. They end up in the hands of other people who are going to commit other crimes.
Gill says Utahns keeping guns in their cars should keep them locked up and completely out of sight. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
The man accused of hitting several women with his car and then taking off will be in court this afternoon at 1:30. 26-year-old Ann Pham will be there before a Salt Lake City judge for a scheduling conference and detention hearing to determine the next steps. He's facing 10 felony charges, including 6 for attempted murder. Rapper NBA Youngboy waived his preliminary hearing in Cache County today. He was arrested in April and is facing 63 felony and misdemeanor charges related to a fraudulent prescription operation, which includes identity fraud, forgery, possession of a controlled substance. He will now head back to court in July for his arraignment. Salt Lake City has spent more than $800,000 this fiscal year trying to fix streetlights that have had copper wires stolen out of them. KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson reports.
Street lighting program manager for Salt Lake City Public Utilities, David Pearson, says this has always been a problem, but this year thieves have been particularly brazen, hitting downtown streetlights.
Most of the damage in the past has been out west, in industrial areas where there's no foot traffic, there's no peering eyes, there's just big industrial trucks. But now they're moving into the city center and really making a mess.
Beyond the cost, Pearson says this is a safety issue. He says they're trying to install more cameras throughout the city and replace the copper wires with aluminum when possible. Heather Peterson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. Stormy Daniels is off the witness stand in Donald Trump's hush money trial. ABC's Aaron Katursky is outside the courthouse on attempts by the Trump team to derail Daniels' testimony.
It was an acrimonious cross-examination from the start as defense attorney Susan Nicholas tried to highlight inconsistencies in the way Stormy Daniels told her story on the witness stand versus the way she told it in interviews from 2011 to In Touch magazine, in 2018 to Anderson Cooper on 60 Minutes. But repeatedly, Stormy Daniels sought to hold her ground. She insisted she was telling the truth. And prosecutors had suggested that these details that Stormy Daniels had told were ones that she told before.
The former president is also trying to get rid of the judge's gag order. Details from ABC's News senior reporter Catherine Falders.
The Trump legal team argument is that nobody's ruled or made a decision on whether the gag order is unconstitutional, which Trump believes it is. So they were asking essentially for the courts to consider that and make a decision on that. Trump will surely continue to say that it violates his First Amendment rights. But the reality is he can say a wide range of things. He's just not allowed to attack witnesses or jurors.
Trump is accused of falsifying internal business records to cover up hush money payments by logging them as legal expenses. He has pleaded not guilty. We've got emergency traffic. What's going on out there, Ricky?
We have a freeway closure of southbound I-15 in Utah County due to a fatal accident at Pleasant Grove Boulevard. All traffic will be forced off at 5th East American Fork. We are also seeing heavy delays. It's best just to avoid this stretch of southbound I-15. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Reliability, steadiness, trusted voices.
I'll listen to KSL in the morning. I use it to find my weather, to find my traffic.
When you ask me what news is, I think of KSL first.
We have you covered at KSL News Radio.
Jeff Kaplan here with Josh Moore from IWC Roofing. Josh, on our show yesterday, you made a very special offer for our listeners.
$2,000 off an entire roof purchase. It's by far the largest promo that we've ever ran in almost 30 years of business. And in addition to that, we can actually do financing. So not one or the other, but we can combine the two.
So you're going to keep it going an extra day, but why IWC Roofing?
The question is, why not IWC Roofing? We're the highest rated roofing contractor in the state. We've been in business for 30 years, and hands down, because of the volume that we do and this additional promo that we're running, we will get you the best value out there on a new roof purchase, guaranteed.
And they'll do your entire roof in one day. Get $2,000 off, but you have to call today. IWC Roofing, 801-232-5690. 801-232-5690. That's 801-232-5690. Or go to IWCRoofingUtah.com. Thanks, Josh.
You bet. Thanks.
Tonight on KSL.
In 1 year, we had over 2 dozen weapons brought onto to school campuses.
So as Utah schools search for safety solutions, is AI the answer?
There are always a lot of big claims.
KSL looks at three tech systems being tested in Utah schools right now.
It's constantly evolving.
To see if the cost is worth the payoff.
This has to work when people are full of adrenaline.
School security, testing AI tech. Tonight on KSL 5 News at 10.
In real estate, it's all about the amenities. I should know. I'm an agent.
At Hyundai, all of our models offer first-class features, like Android Auto, an available Bose premium audio system, heated front and rear seats, and wireless device charging.
It's like an upscale home on wheels in here.
It's your journey. Own every mile.
Right now, lease the Hyundai Tucson for $229 a month or get up to $2,000 retail bonus cash. See your Utah Hyundai dealer. Offers end 6/3/24. Call 480-500-7931 for details.
Here's an easy tip from Jordan Valley Water to know when it's time to water your lawn. If you step on your grass and it pops right back up again, you don't need to water yet. For more tips, visit waittowater.com.
KSL News Time, 12:08. President Biden says he will stop sending weapons shipments if the Israeli military invades Rafah.
The White House is pushing back on criticism it's facing over President Biden's threat to withhold U.S. offensive weapons from Israel if they move forward with a major military operation into Rafah. National Security spokesman John Kirby said the notion the administration isn't willing to help Israel defeat Hamas, quote, just doesn't comport with the facts. Kirby cited the president providing military aid to Israel since October 7th and the expertise of military officials who traveled there to help with planning. He also noted the president authorized U.S. fighter jets to engage in shooting down more than 300 missiles and drones fired by Iran last month. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Wall Avenue is getting some much-needed upgrades. KSL News Radio's Alexandria Bonilla reports.
UDOT will be repaving the roads and replacing some sidewalks. The busy road connects Ogden, Riverdale, and Harrisville. Construction will be between Riverdale Road and 25th Street and from 22nd Street to US 89. UDOT says to expect lane shifts, closures, and delays in the areas during the day, but they will try to keep most construction tonight. The project will continue all summer and into the fall. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time at 12:09. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
And it is emergency traffic in Utah County on southbound I-15 where the freeway is closed at Pleasant Grove Boulevard. This is due to a fatal accident and they're expected to be on the scene for another half an hour maybe. So don't expect to get anywhere if you're traveling southbound I-15 through that stretch of the area. We still have stop-and-go delays back to 2100 North Lehigh. It's a parking lot. You need to avoid southbound I-15 through this stretch in Utah County. We are starting to see overflow delays on southbound Redwood Road, Lehigh to Saratoga Springs, as well as Cougar Boulevard, State Street, and eastbound on SR 92 from the freeway all the way over to Alpine. Again, southbound I-15 closed at Pleasant Grove Boulevard due to a fatal accident. All traffic will be forced off the freeway. You must exit at 5th East American Fork. Full steam ahead for train day at This Is The Place Heritage Park this Friday. Experience a fun-filled day with trains commemorating the first transcontinental railroad and golden spike. Visit thisistheplace.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Low pressure dropping into place for south central Utah. That means flow out of the east. We'll see downsloping east winds for the northern Wasatch Front. Temperatures in the mid-60s and partly cloudy skies. Overnight, 44, continuing with the east winds. Tomorrow, 67 the high, partly cloudy, and a slight chance for a shower. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's 56 degrees and partly cloudy in Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, search and rescue continues for missing skiers in an avalanche in Little Cottonwood Canyon. We'll go in-depth with the Utah Avalanche Center in just a moment. That's coming up streaming live at kslnewsradio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We're Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
I have Adam Kirkham, president of the Utah Association of Realtors, here with me to talk about changes to the home selling process because of a national settlement. Adam, what does a settlement mean for Utah homeowners?
Thank you for having me today, Maria. While we don't know exactly how everything will change, what we do know is the value of using a realtor will be more important than ever because we expect the settlement changes to create additional negotiations in the home selling process. As buyers begin to submit offers and understand the new realities, the realtor will help you evaluate the strengths and weaknesses of each buyer and their offer.
Adam, the recent national settlement has made things really confusing for buyers and sellers. How does a realtor help in this process?
A realtor can bring some clarity to a process that is changing due to this settlement.
So as homeowners decide what real estate services are best for them, what should they look for?
Go to utahrealtors.com and you'll find every member of the realtor community there and you can find the right fit for your situation.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
What drives you? At 303 Car Care, we're driven to put the best detailing products in your hands. We create every formula, fill every bottle, and test every batch of 303 at our Chicago headquarters, always with quality in mind. From cleaners and coatings to our flagship aerospace protectant, you can trust that every 303 product does what the label says it's going to do. That's because 303 is driven by quality. Available at most auto retailers and Amazon.
Are you willing to do something today that will change every tomorrow for the rest of your life? For me, that one thing that changed everything was the day I made the decision to begin my soda weight loss journey. Soda stands for state-of-the-art weight loss because it is state-of-the-art. I was so tired of being a spectator on the bench, out of the game, feeling tired and out of shape. But with my personal soda nutritionist, they helped me break through bad habits and poor choices and build a better me for today and for the rest of my life. No fads, no potions. I let go of 37 pounds in 90 days. I'm 2.5 years into my journey, and I am still 37 pounds down, have never felt better. The results don't lie. The difference will surprise and amaze you. I always say that when it comes to your soda weight loss journey, there's no time to lose, only time to win. So start winning. Your healthy tomorrow starts today. Make the decision today that will change every day for the rest of your life. Check it out. State-of-the-art weight loss at SOTAweightloss.com.
Get the support you need for business success. Get Mountain America Business Services. With personalized service and financial tools, you'll see real results. Details at macu.com/business.
KSL News Time, 12:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First, three skiers are missing after an avalanche in Little Cottonwood Canyon. Second,
the authors of a new study think that climate change could actually help the struggling Colorado River. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Third, traffic and weather together.
So with the emergency traffic in Utah County, they've now opened right and center lanes of travel on southbound I-15 at Pleasant Grove Boulevard. We still have a couple of left lanes blocked to traffic. It's still going to take a while to get these delays cleared out, but the freeway closure has been lifted. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Highs in the mid-60s today with east winds picking up. I'm Matt Johnson.
It's 56 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Stormy Daniels, the woman at the center of the hush money trial, wrapped up her testimony today and heated cross-examination. Donald Trump's attorneys tried to poke holes in the adult film star's claim she and Trump had a sexual encounter in 2006. Trump is accused of falsifying business records ahead of the 2016 election to hide payments to Daniels to keep quiet about their alleged affair. Trump's attorneys are also renewing a motion for a mistrial. ABC's John Santucci has more.
Court is going to end a little earlier today for witnesses, if you will, on the stand. It's going to end at 4 o'clock, and Judge Mershon has said he will take up this motion along with several others that the defense team is asking to be heard on.
President Biden warning Israel that it will not supply large bombs for Israel's offensive in Rafah against Hamas. The president concerned about civilian casualties with more than 1 million Palestinians in Rafah. Some Republicans criticizing that decision, including Senator Chuck Grassley.
It's a complete reversal that's politically oriented because he's up for re-election.
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin says the president has said support for Israel is ironclad, but civilian lives must also be a priority.
We want to support Israel. We want to make sure that the actions that they take to defend themselves and to stop Hamas terrorism do not involve innocent people giving their lives and being injured.
In Senegal, an investigation underway after a Boeing 737 slid off the runway in the capital, injuring 10 people.
Passengers jumped down emergency slides and reported the Boeing 737 caught on fire after skidding off a runway with 85 people on board. The Air Senegal flight was operated by a company called Transair. The uninjured were taken to a hotel. Social media posts showed the plane in a grassy area with fire suppressant foam around it. Alex Stone, ABC News.
At least two people are dead following tornado outbreaks in Tennessee last night. Volatile storms continue. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. We're still following reports of an avalanche somewhere in the backcountry area of Snowbird. Unified Fire says they're looking for three missing skiers and one dog. In the meantime, we want to check in on the current avalanche conditions for ski resorts across the state. Joining me live is Avalanche Center forecaster with the Utah Avalanche Center, Greg Gagne. Greg, is there anything you can tell us about the reported avalanche today?
You know, nothing has been confirmed. We've heard reports of an avalanche involvement with likely three skiers on the north face of Lone Peak. And that is a large mountain midway between Salt Lake and Provo. But nothing has been confirmed.
What are conditions looking like in any other areas?
Yeah, so, you know, we all experienced snow in the valley this past Sunday and early this week. And in regions of the mountains east of Salt Lake and actually up into the northern Wasatch, some areas got close to four feet of snow. A lot of snow. This was a really windy storm as well. So even though the calendar said early May, the mountains really don't care. And it was behaving much more like January or February. So it was a lot of snow. It was a windy storm. And then complicating it is the sun has come out. So that snow is going to be warming up. So we have stopped issuing avalanche forecasts for the season. But with so much snow and warm weather coming, I'm expecting we're going to be seeing an increase in avalanche danger. And one thing we want to remind people, there are a few resorts still open, but resorts that have closed, and if you can travel uphill, it's like being in the backcountry. It's no different than being in the backcountry. So you know, please use good sense if you are going to be traveling uphill at a resort, at one of the closed resorts, and pay attention if they have any closure signs.
Where it is this late in the season, do we approach the snow any differently as skiers or people who are recreating?
Yeah, good question. We don't. And that's what's tricky, is that we quite often let our guard down later in the season. We say, well, it's sunny, it's warm, it's the grass is green down in the valley, it can't be dangerous in the mountains. But the mountains don't care if it's early May. They just had a significant winter storm with a lot of wind, with a lot of weight, a lot of water weight. And people have to go into the mountains treating it no differently than any other time during the winter.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we're going to keep an eye on that avalanche situation. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. KSL News Time, 12:20. Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Emergency traffic continues on I-15 in Utah County. Now, the good news is the freeway is partially open. Right and center lanes of travel are now available to drivers. Southbound I-15 at Pleasant Grove Boulevard, while crews remain over in the left lanes of travel to try to continue investigating and wrapping up this fatal accident in Pleasant Grove. Now, if you're still stuck in the delays, it's still going to take a while for the backup to clear out. So we still have solid slowdowns back to 2100 North in Lehigh. Again, you may want to consider an alternate route, but the overflow delays are hitting on Redwood Road, Cougar Boulevard, State Street, and SR 92. Now for Salt Lake County freeways, you're good to go, but we do have a crash in Riverton, 126 South, just east of Redwood Road. When adventure calls, a new Murdoch Chevrolet is the answer. Right now, take up to 15% off MSRP on a Chevy Silverado 1500. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast. We're up to 64 today, partly cloudy skies, and windy out of the east, north of Salt Lake City. 67 tomorrow, windy again north of Salt Lake, partly cloudy skies and a slight chance for a shower. Mostly sunny skies on your Saturday, up to 71. 75 for Mother's Day looks perfect and mostly sunny. We keep those mostly sunny skies on Monday and Tuesday, highs in the mid and upper 70s. We'll go 75, partly cloudy, by next Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, it's 56 degrees and mostly cloudy in Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Jake and Nate from Advanced Window Products were in the studio yesterday afternoon, and you guys are back. Why?
Hey, we want to extend that offer that we had for your listeners yesterday of $3,000 off 10 or more windows. So those of you that were not able to listen yesterday, we're going to extend that. All you have to do is call today. Call, get on that schedule, and we're going to give you $3,000 off 10 or more windows.
Advanced Window Products is a company that's been doing business for 38 years in Salt Lake City. Your opportunity to get new windows that'll enhance the look of your home, your number one asset, and will cut your energy bills, perhaps most important, right? They do cut your energy bills.
Yeah, the energy savings will be significant.
Advanced Window Products offers financing as low as $170 a month. They build the windows, they install the windows, and they guarantee them for life. Call now, 801-850-9100, 801-850-9100, advancedwindowsusa.com.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owed the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. That's 800-230-5174.
Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors. Did you know that we offer three distinct styles of gutter protection? Each one meant to handle a specific leaf problem. You might not even know there are different styles of gutter protection, but there are. And if you pick the wrong one, it could be a huge waste of money. Now, the big gutter guard companies won't tell you this. They try to sell you a one-size-fits-all gutter guard, and it could be completely wrong for the amount and types of trees and leaves you have. Not RGS Exteriors. We understand which kind of leaf problem needs which kind of gutter guard. We'll do an in-depth evaluation to assess the types, locations, and numbers of trees in your yard. Based on that data, we match your home to the right gutter guard. So don't risk wasting money on the wrong gutter protection. For a free evaluation and estimate, call RGS Exteriors at 801-280-3110 or visit rgsexteriors.com. That's 801-280-3110 or rgsexteriors.com.
Enjoy the 20th annual Soldier Hollow Sheet Dog Classic, presented by Purina Pro Plan and sponsored by Powder River and IFA Country Stores. Family fun not to miss. Visit soldierhollowclassic.com.
KSL News Time, 12:25. This week, Apple released new iPads, but it's one of the ads for the popular tablet computer that's gotten people talking.
The ad, which was first shown during Apple's hardware event on Tuesday, depicts a large hydraulic press crushing a variety of musical instruments, colorful cans of paint, cameras, clay sculptures, and books. The press then lifts to reveal a new iPad Pro. Social media users quickly took issue with the ad, saying it was ironic that Apple would want to show so many symbols of creativity and the arts being destroyed in the name of technology. The video has been watched nearly 50 million times on X. Mike Dabosky, ABC News.
Watching Utah's money, FTX says nearly all of its customers will receive the money back they are owed 2 years after the cryptocurrency exchange imploded. FTX owes about $11.2 billion to its creditors. The exchange estimates it has between $14.5 billion and $16.3 billion to distribute to them. Uber is just getting more popular. The company's revenue grew 15% year over year to $10.13 billion. The ride-hailing app posted a loss of the last quarter, but still made more than Wall Street expected. It makes a difference which day you book a flight. The travel website Upgraded Points says buying on a Saturday can cost you an extra $200 or more per flight. They say typically booking on Monday or Tuesday gives you the most savings, but the prices fluctuate differently between airlines. Your money at this moment, the Dow has gained 260 points. The S&P is also up 18 points. The NASDAQ has gained 35 points. Salt Lake City has been named one of the top places for basketball fans in the country.
Only three other cities are better than Salt Lake, with Utah's capital beating out 286 others.
I haven't traveled to many other arenas, but I think where we don't have another pro team here competing, that a lot of Salt Lake people are all in on Jazz, where if, like, in Chicago, you've got two baseball teams, you got a football team, a basketball team, so I could see how you would be less intense about the Bulls.
Wallet Hub used 21 different factors to rank the cities, including the performance level of the city's NBA team if they have one, the average ticket price, stadium capacity, and average attendance. The study ranks Los Angeles, Boston, and San Francisco above Salt Lake. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
First, it was rain, snow, and cold.
It's almost like another dose of winter.
And next, wind.
Gusting to 55 in some spots. Going to move garbage cans around, patio furniture, and cause some issues.
Get a reliable KSL forecast every 10 minutes on the nines and severe Utah weather updates when they break.
We have you covered on KSL News Radio.
Hi, this is Doug Wright. It's an important time of year. A very special event is coming up, and you do not want to be found wanting on Mother's Day. Think of all the wonderful things those special women in your life do for you. It's time for you to take her to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. And of course, there are two choices. There's Hotel Park City, and there's downtown Salt Lake City at 275 Southwest Temple. Mother's Day at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse is something extra special, so make sure you have your reservations now. And of course, a gift card is an ideal way to show your appreciation for dear old mom, that special lady in your life, on Mother's Day. And let's talk about the food for just a moment. Oh my goodness, the steaks are incredible. The fish is remarkable, and other dishes as well. The desserts and so much more. It's waiting for you at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
This week's movie show is brought to you by My Hearing Centers. Schedule a hearing evaluation and be entered to win a set of premium hearing aids by tuning in Friday from 10 to 1. KSL News Time 12:29. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. We have emergency traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, delays continue. These are stop and go speeds southbound to I-15 starting right about 2100 North Lehigh. We really haven't seen that the delays have eased as far as the length. But we are starting to see traffic move again in Utah County, and it's due to this deadly accident southbound I-15 at Pleasant Grove Boulevard. You will still see emergency crews blocking two left lanes of traffic there in Pleasant Grove as they continue the final investigation and clearing of this fatal accident. Now, if you are going to be traveling southbound I-15, you're not going to make any progress if you're trying to get on a deadline, a timeline, to go from Lehigh to Linden. However, side streets are also filling up, but they still may be your better option. You're going to see slowdowns southbound on Redwood, going from Lehigh to Saratoga Springs, as well as Pioneer Crossing. And then on the east side of I-15, delays will continue on most of the surface streets in the American Fork and Pleasant Grove area. Again, southbound I-15 now opened at Pleasant Grove Boulevard. Two left lanes still blocked to traffic. Spring has sprung, so it's time to shop IFA's Spring Flowers Sale, now through May 19th. Visit your local IFA or shop IFACountryStores.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Look for partly cloudy skies today. East winds picking up into the afternoon for the northern Wasatch Front. Temperatures in the mid-60s. Overnight, temperatures in the mid-40s with east winds cranking across the northern Wasatch Front. Temperatures top out in the upper 60s for tomorrow. Partly cloudy and a slight chance for a shower. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 12:31. I'm Britt Johnson in for Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. Search and rescue are currently looking for three missing skiers after an avalanche in the Lone Peak area. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is at the mouth of the canyon with the latest. Amy?
Britt, yeah, I am here just as high as you can go, basically, at a church parking lot in Sandy and just below the Lone Peak Mountain here, where we have, there's a unified helicopter. There is a life flight helicopter that just landed about 15 minutes ago. Out of that life flight helicopter, one man walking to an ambulance where he was escorted inside. He was walking, though, and we have not been told any update as far as the search and rescue effort. Utah Avalanche Center says that the conditions right now in this area are really bad after that snow that was heavy, wet, and just made for a really treacherous kind of condition here, where he said this is a tough place as well, where anyone coming here would have to be an experienced skier. We will stay on standby really here to see if there's any updates, because we have search and rescue crews still standing. It looks like they're debriefing and maybe coming up with a plan to head back out, and we'll be here for when that happens. Reporting live in Sandy near Lone Peak, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Amy. Scientists have been worrying climate change will further hurt the Colorado River. New research now says maybe not. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has details.
Researchers at the University of Colorado are predicting climate change will actually increase how much rain and snow we get between 2026 and 2050, and that will boost the Colorado River's flows a bit. But there's a caveat. The study says climate change also leads to more variability in how much rain and snow we could actually get year to year, and they predict more likely than not the flows will either skyrocket or take a complete nosedive.
The Colorado River's flows have already dropped 20% since the year 2000. The Salt Lake City Arts Council announced their next major installation will be where Raging Waters stood on the west side.
Months before the announcement, the Arts Council heard from nearly 300 Westside residents by survey for feedback. Many of them hope they highlight their community's diversity and culture. Other feedback was its location, with residents hoping it would be like a gathering place close to Jordan River Parkway Trail. Who will take on what they're calling the city's next iconic art installation? As part of the council statement, a call for artists will help determine who will take the project on. The art piece will be part of phase two of the park, which is currently in the first phase. No set date has been said to begin, but the council said sometime in the near future. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
Fido can now go with you to several restaurants in Salt Lake County. KSL News Radio's Tammy Kikuchi reports.
The health department released a list of dog-friendly restaurants that have met the requirements for furry friends to be on the patio. Spokesman Nicholas Rupp says the rules are really just common sense.
You know, clean up messes, make sure they have their rabies vaccination, all the things that we need to do to keep people safe around pets.
Dogs must access the patios through a separate entrance. They can't be fed dog treats, no furry friends on furniture, and wait staff and food handlers cannot touch the dogs. The list of rover-friendly restaurants is on the county's website. Tammy Kikuchi, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. TikTok is rolling out a feature alerting users to AI-generated content. Dana Rao, chief trust officer at Adobe, spoke with ABC News about it earlier this year.
They tell you who made it, when it was made, the edits that were made, whether AI was used or not. And then you can decide for yourself whether you want to trust it or not.
The content credentials technology, similar to a nutrition label, are listing the history of a piece of content. Provo is one of the cities using ChatGPT the most. A new study from Authority showed that many college towns are leading the list for AI use. Provo, the home of BYU, came in ninth. Stormy Daniels has concluded her testimony in Donald Trump's hush money trial after hours of questioning over 2 days. The defense responded by attacking Daniels' credibility, accusing her today of changing her story over the years and trying to extort the former president. Prosecutors say Trump and others schemed to influence the 2016 presidential election by buying and burying negative stories that might have hurt his campaign. President Biden's son has lost his bid to have federal gun charges against him dismissed. The charges stem from Hunter Biden's status as an admitted drug user at the time he purchased a handgun.
Hunter Biden sought to have the federal gun charges against him dismissed before the case goes to trial. But a three-judge appeals panel says it's too soon for the case to be thrown out. A plea agreement between prosecutors and the president's son unraveled last year, and now, in addition to the gun case, which is set to begin next month in Delaware, Hunter Biden also faces federal tax charges in California.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy reporting. Former First Lady Michelle Obama made a surprise visit to the King's English Bookshop in Salt Lake City while she was in town last Thursday to speak at the Qualtrics Summit. She shared part of her experience on her Instagram.
But I'm going to go check out some books. Leave some secret signings. Hopefully no one will recognize me because I have my trusty, dusty disguise on.
The former First Lady has done trips like this to bookshops around the country. All right, first look traffic. We have emergency traffic. And here's Ricky Meese.
And emergency traffic continues on southbound I-15 in Utah County, where we still have a lot of stop and go and some slow and go delays going from 2100 North Lehigh all the way down to the crash at Pleasant Grove Boulevard. Now, crews remain on the scene and they are still blocking two left lanes of traffic. So you're still looking at several minutes before you are going to be clear of these delays. If you want to consider an alternate route, just be aware a lot of the surface streets that are an option have filled up with overflow slowdowns. We also have UHP getting ready to do a freeway slowdown on the 21st South Freeway due to a new pothole that has developed near 7200 West in Riverton. Crews are cleaning up an accident 126 South near Redwood Road. And then in Utah County, again, we have Provo Canyon delays. This is going to be eastbound. It starts right about Vivian Park and goes past SR 92. And not really sure what's causing these delays. We don't have a report of a crash. But if you need to travel between Utah County and Wasatch County, you will encounter some backups. Box Elder County has gone to the birds. Spring migration is here at Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. See what visitors are chirping about with Box Elder County. For info, activities, and more, visit boxeldercounty.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:39.
Investigators are piecing together what happened.
Multiple units responded, including SWAT units, in an attempt to locate the suspect.
In the line of duty, all this week on KSL News Radio.
Introducing Peach Doors and Windows. Are you ready to upgrade your home with stunning new doors but are overwhelmed with how to begin? Peach Doors is here to make the entire process smooth and stress-free. Visit their showroom to see their wide selection of wood doors, durable fiberglass, energy-efficient aluminum, oversized glass bifold doors, and so much more. It's not just about looks, it's about durability and security to protect what matters most. Let them help you find the perfect match for your home, budget, and personal style. Visit their showroom and see for yourself. No pushy sales tactics, only guidance from their experienced staff. No inflated markups, just to offer so-called discounts. See their five-star reviews where customers rate them on their attention to detail through every step of the sale and installation process. Amazing home transformations begin with windows and doors. Serving Logan to St. George, just Google Peach Building to see for yourself.
Put the equity in your home to work with a home equity line of credit and get 6.49% APR for the first 6 months. Learn more at cypresscu.com.
Search and rescue are in Little Cottonwood Canyon after a reported avalanche. They say three skiers and a dog are missing. KSL News Time, 12:40. Voters' trust in the election process has become a point of discussion in Utah and around the country. One group has ideas for how to restore that trust. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has more.
Pew Research Center shows Republicans gained trust in elections after former President Donald Trump won in 2016, but that trust fell after he lost in 2020.
And vice versa, you know, there was kind of a change from on the Democrat side when Biden won that their trust jumped.
Sutherland Institute Chief of Growth Derek Monson says it could help to make voting more simple.
If we go and vote in an election center, you know, we have to wait in a long line. Is it easy to get in and process your ballot? If you vote by mail, are there issues?
Monson adds that it's important for the public to know the many security measures in elections so they can have faith in the process. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Mistrust in the election system is taking a toll on some of our election workers. Taylor Morgan with Morgan and May Public Affairs and host of KSL at Night says being a county clerk takes a lot of knowledge and skill, yet they do it without making a high salary.
They're not given the support with the budgets and the staff that they need, yet still they're somehow able to pull it off. And unfortunately, they're really only given credit when something goes wrong.
Taylor called fears in election security in Utah unfounded. One recent study found since 2020, one in three U.S. election offices has seen a change in leadership. KSL News Time, 12:42. We have emergency traffic, but brought to you by Sinclair's Dino Pay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Heavy delays continue southbound I-15 in Utah County from Lehigh to Linden due to the accident that had shut down the freeway at Pleasant Grove Boulevard. The good news is the crash has been cleared. All lanes are now open. Now we should start to see traffic moving a little bit better. But until that happens, just continue to be patient and expect these heavy delays. We also have big backups traveling eastbound on Highway 189 Provo Canyon. Those delays start as you're approaching Vivian Park, and they don't really ease up until you're well past SR 92. Not sure if it's road work or maybe an accident that hasn't been reported, but big delays there in Salt Lake County. All of your freeways are looking good, but we have an accident in Riverton, 126 South. at about 1600 West. Rekindle adventure in a place everyone connects with nature. Cedar City, Bryan Head, shopping, dining, museums, spring skiing, tubing, hiking, biking, disc golf, and much more. Level up your adventure. Visit cedarcity.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, temperatures up 10 degrees from yesterday. We'll go for 64 this afternoon, partly cloudy skies, and east winds downsloping for the northern Wasatch Front. 44 overnight, partly cloudy skies, east winds continuing north of Salt Lake City. We'll go 67 by tomorrow afternoon, partly cloudy and a slight chance for a shower. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now it's 57 degrees and partly cloudy in Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's Noon News, the head of Utah's NAACP is speaking out after Coeur d'Alene, Idaho declined to prosecute an 18-year-old for shouting slurs at the Lady Utes basketball team. That's next, streaming live at kslnewsradio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We're Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
You know, I get it. There's a lot to consider when you're dealing with joint pain, and yet you reach a point where something has to be done because it's preventing you from doing the things you love. You want to avoid surgery because you know there's recovery and downtime. You want to stay away from drugs, but you think, you know, what are the options? Well, listen, the future of medicine is here in the Valley at QC Kinetics. QC is the nation's leader in the most exciting revolution in pain management you've seen in decades. It's regenerative medicine. So if you have achy joints, they want you to know that our bodies were created to heal themselves, but those natural biologics need to be concentrated and sent directly to the area where you are feeling the pain. That's what QC Kinetics is all about. Relief without surgery or downtime. Do this. Call QC Kinetics today and ask about a free consultation. And to learn more, call 385-766-1987. That's QC Kinetics, 385-766-1987. Do it today, 385-766-1987.
As a business owner, you don't have time for automated systems. You need real support. Mountain America Credit Union can help businesses of all sizes. Mountain America has the personalized service and financial tools for success. From checking and cash management to merchant services and loans, we can help you reach your goals. Get real results. Get Mountain America Business Services. Loans on approved credit. Membership required based on eligibility. Learn more at macu.com/business.
Mountain America Credit Union's Business Services. Real business. Real success.
It's springtime in the Rockies, and it's time to apply Revive Organic Soil Treatment. A Revive treatment with fertilization, aeration, and good watering is the key to building stronger roots for a healthy, lush, green lawn. Revive fertilizes and moves water and nutrients deeper into the soil. Take advantage of spring storms with an application of Revive now. Protect yourself from drought later this summer and skyrocketing water costs. With Revive, if you water two times a week, it's like watering four. Apply Revive Organic Soil Treatment today. It works.
Achieving the extraordinary. Getting things done. That's the Utah way. And that's Brad Wilson. He delivered the biggest tax cut Utah's ever seen, keeping more money in your pocket. And on the Second Amendment, when others caved, Brad Wilson stood tall, enacted constitutional carry. Wilson stood up to the EPA, sued Joe Biden to protect Utah's energy industry, and won. And when others backed down on illegal immigration, Wilson didn't buckle. He banned sanctuary cities. In the U.S. Senate, he'd bring the Utah way to Washington, taking Joe Biden's agenda head on. That's why over 60 mayors, 22 sheriffs, and leading conservatives across Utah are supporting Brad Wilson for U.S. Senate. Because Brad Wilson's the tested, trusted Utah conservative for U.S. Senate. Join them and thousands more supporting Brad Wilson at electbradwilson.com.
I'm Brad Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Wilson for Senate.
KSL News Time at 12:47. With the three things you need to know this hour. First,
three skiers and a dog are missing after an avalanche in the Lone Peak area. I'm KSL News Radio's Jessica Lowell.
Second, former Utah Congressman Chris Cannon has passed away. Cannon represented Utah's 3rd congressional district from 1997 to 2009. Third, traffic and weather together. Here's Ricky Meese.
All lanes of traffic are open southbound I-15 at Pleasant Grove Boulevard. We still have heavy residual delays through Lehigh back to 2100 North. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll be running warmer than yesterday into the mid-60s, partly cloudy, and yes, east winds for the northern Wasatch. I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, it's 57 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. An appeals board denied a request by Hunter Biden to dismiss federal firearms charges related to his purchase of that firearm and admitted drug use.
Hunter Biden sought to have the federal gun charges against him dismissed before the case goes to trial. But a three-judge appeals panel says it's too soon for the case to be thrown out. A plea agreement between prosecutors and the president's son unraveled last year, and now, in addition to the gun case, which is set to begin next month in Delaware, Hunter Biden also faces federal tax charges in California.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Stormy Daniels done testifying in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. Trump is accused of falsifying business records to hide payments made to Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. Trump's attorneys are renewing efforts for a mistrial. President Biden facing backlash from Republicans and Israeli leaders for saying he won't supply certain bombs to Israel to use in operations in Rafah due to concerns of more civilian casualties. This is ABC News.
KSL News Time 12:49. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese with emergency traffic.
Heavy residual delays continue southbound I-15 from 2100 North Lehigh all the way down to Pleasant Grove Boulevard, where all lanes of traffic are now open from the earlier fatal accident in Utah County. And it's still going to take you a while to get through these backups. Our other hot spot is Provo Canyon. If you're traveling eastbound Highway 189, the backups start prior to Vivian Park. And they don't ease up until you're well past SR-92. Not sure what's going on in Provo Canyon. It could be road work. It could be an unreported accident. But again, you're going to see delays if you're traveling between Utah County and Heber. Salt Lake County freeways are actually looking pretty good at this time. Advanced Window Products, factory direct affordable windows. Call today. They're on their way. Financing available. Save now. Pay later. AdvancedWindows.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7A forecast starts with 60s, finishes with 70s. Partly cloudy today, and we've got those east winds cranking for the northern Wasatch Front. Highs in the mid-60s. 67 tomorrow, partly cloudy, slight chance for a shower. East winds diminishing into the latter end of Friday. Saturday, mostly sunny, 71. Time to celebrate Mom on Sunday. Weather looks perfect, 75, mostly sunny. 77, mostly sunny skies on Monday. We drop it back to 76 on Tuesday. Wednesday, 75, partly cloudy. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, it's 57 degrees and partly cloudy in Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful.
Want to keep your gas-powered engines running like new? Stables proprietary formulas are proven by third-party testing to outperform the competition in keeping fuel fresh, preventing corrosion, and cleaning the entire fuel system. With Stable, you can have confidence you are doing the right thing for your engine's long-term health. Just pour into your gas can or fuel tank, then top off with fresh fuel. At every fill-up or when you store, start with Stable. Available where fuel additives are sold.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Are you willing to do something today that will change every tomorrow for the rest of your life? For me, that one thing that changed everything was the day I made the decision to begin my soda weight loss journey. Soda stands for state-of-the-art weight loss because it is state-of-the-art. I was so tired of being a spectator on the bench, out of the game, feeling tired and out of shape. But with my personal soda nutritionist, they helped me break through bad habits and poor choices and build a better me for today and for the rest of my life. No fads, no potions. I let go of 37 pounds in 90 days. I'm 2.5 years into my journey, and I am still 37 pounds down, have never felt better. The results don't lie. The difference will surprise and amaze you. I always say that when it comes to your soda weight loss journey, there's no time to lose, only time to win. So start winning. Your healthy tomorrow starts today. Make the decision today that will change every day for the rest of your life. Check it out. State-of-the-art weight loss at SOTAweightloss.com.
Spring is a great time to elevate the look of your home and landscape by adding beautiful flowers to the yard and patio. And pros and hobbyists alike know that the best flowers are grown by Olson's Greenhouse, right here in the mountain valleys of Utah. This is Brian with Olson's Greenhouse, and my family has been growing flowers with love and care for over 80 years. That's four generations of a local, family-run Utah business. So whether you're looking to add a pop of color to the back patio or a beautiful flower bed to the front landscape, flowers from Olson's Greenhouse are the perfect finishing touch to make your yard a joy to relax in. Stop by OGG.com or find us on Instagram at Olson's Greenhouse Gardens, where you'll find inspiring photos to get you going on your flower gardening journey. You can also find a local retailer carrying plants from Olson's Greenhouse. That's OGG.com for Olson's Greenhouse Gardens, where you can dream big, dream bold, and dream in color with beautiful plants and flowers from Olson's Greenhouse.
If you've got a honey-do list with electrical, plumbing, heating, or air conditioning projects on it, Any Hour Services can help. Call Any Hour Services, electrical, plumbing, heating, and air, anyhourservices.com.
KSL News Time 12:54. A zoo in China is being accused of trying to trick visitors with fake pandas. KSL News Radio's Randall Jepson has more.
Pandas may be some of the cutest large creatures on the planet, but Sky News reports a zoo south of Shanghai bragged about their new exhibit featuring panda dogs. But some people who paid to see the sight say the pandas were just plain dogs, and they were painted black and white. The zoo has denied claims of false advertising. The dogs that had their hair dyed were Chow Chows, which are known for their thick fur coats. Randall Jepson, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, prepare for an even bigger streaming bundle. Disney Plus is already partnered with Hulu, but now it will also be partnered with Max. The triple bundle starts this summer. No word on the cost yet. Inflation in Argentina is so bad that the country will start printing 10,000 pesos bills. It's five times bigger than the previous biggest bill. Inflation rates reached 287% in March, the highest in the world. Nissan saw some huge profits. It jumped 92%, making $2.7 billion. The Japanese automakers say annual sales surged nearly 20%. They sold 3.44 million vehicles globally over the year, up from 3.3 million vehicles the year before. Your money at this moment, things are still in the green. The Dow has gained 315 points. The S&P is up 24 points, and the NASDAQ has gained 55 points. Mortgage rates have fallen for the first time since March.
After climbing for five consecutive weeks, mortgage rates have turned in the other direction. A 30-year fixed-rate loan down more than a tenth of a point to 7.09%. A 15-year fixed-rate mortgage is now 6.38%, nearly a tenth of a point lower. Any lowering of mortgage interest rates is welcome in a housing market which is partially stalled by homeowners who are locked into loans from days when interest rates were much lower and reluctant to move. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Guys, are you ready to give up because you think you've tried everything and you're still dealing with loss of energy, poor sleep, weight gain, and even ED? Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City has local medical providers that offer low T and ED treatments customized to each patient's unique physical makeup. By working with a specialized compounding lab, personalized treatments are guaranteed, even when generic pills and supplements haven't worked. It all starts with your free comprehensive exam and consultation. Availability is limited. Book today, and for this month only, Revive offers qualified patients a free one-month supply of personalized ED medication, plus a free ED treatment producing immediate results. The experts at Revive Men's Health Salt Lake City will work to provide the right treatment for you so you can show up as the best you in all aspects of your life. Call 801-263-7777. That's 801-263-7777. Or send them a private message at revivemenshealth.com.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owe the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-230-5174. 800-230-5174. That's 800-230-5174.
UDOT Construction Alert. Plan ahead as the northbound I-215 on-ramp to the airport will be closed Friday to Tuesday for bridge maintenance. Plan extra time for an alternate route.
Transform your old, outdated kitchen with Half Price Granite. For a limited time, Half Price Granite is offering special pricing starting at $25 per square foot installed. That's lower than most big box stores. These prices are some of the lowest around. Granite, quartz, marble, and quartzite, all starting at $25 per square foot installed. Call 801-486-1700 or visit halfpricegranite.com. Half Price Granite, affordable luxury.
KSL News Time 12:59. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents per gallon. Here's Ricky Meese.
Residual slowdowns continue southbound I-15, but they now start after 2100 North Lehigh and continue to Linden, where we had the earlier freeway closure due to the fatal accident at Pleasant Grove Boulevard. Speeds are improving, but continue to be patient. It is an accident in Provo Canyon. This is eastbound on Highway 189. It's about a mile and a half after SR 92 Alpine Highway. It is blocking a right lane of traffic, and that is what's causing the delays past Vivian Park. Full steam ahead for train day at This Is The Place Heritage Park this Friday. Experience a fun-filled day with trains commemorating the first transcontinental railroad and Golden Spike. Visit thisistheplace.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Right now it's 57 degrees and partly cloudy in Salt Lake City.